Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk with the coach. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins me. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Looking at that game, though, going into that first half, 21-7, you guys are down. But yet you stayed patient. You seemed committed to the running game. Was that part of the game plan or a little bit of strategy? They got some small guys on the field. The matchups were there for you, or a combination of both?
Yeah, probably a combination of all those things. But even though we were down 21-7, we still felt like we were moving the ball, and we were had ourselves in some scoring opportunities. We're down there in the scoring zone, and we just couldn't convert for one reason or another. So we didn't feel like it was time to abandon ship. It was just time to try to do what we were doing better, and that's really what the emphasis was in the second quarter and at halftime and going into the third quarter was, let's just keep doing what we're doing and let's do it better and finish the drive and get the ball in the end zone. So that's kind of where we were on that.
All right, I want to ask you about the process of getting players ready to play, some guys that are a little bit nicked. For example, Logan Mankins going into the Baltimore game, got through that game, and then an injury pops up. And at some point, you're installing the Buffalo game plan. When does that process start? Monday with the game plan, and you know maybe by Wednesday, there's sort of a backup plan ready to go in case that next guy needs to step up? Or do you just treat everybody the same?
Well, I think when the players come in on Wednesday, we talk to each player and tell him what we expect his role will be in this game. And if there's a player that's we're not sure whether he's going to play Sunday or not, but if that's the case, he probably wouldn't practice on Wednesday, then whoever his replacement is would start getting reps for him on that Wednesday or Thursday practice when that player is limited and isn't able to do everything. So that's kind of the first indication. But we let everybody know on Wednesday, hey, this is your role, and this guy, we're not sure what his status is, so you have to be ready to do this or whatever it might be. So that's part of the week. And then sometimes as you get closer to the end of the week, you can see, well, looks like this player is going to be ready, or it looks like this player isn't going to be ready. And then you kind of modify that on Thursday, Friday, Saturday as you go along. And truly, a lot of those decisions come down to game time decisions that we really don't know until Sunday morning when we get to the stadium, work the player out, and see what it is, whether he's going to be able to go or not. So we have to be ready either way if he's there or if he isn't. And if he is and we lose him, then we have to make that adjustment in the game.
Thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Denver Broncos. First, more of All Access right after this.